Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my damn Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that's where the number three is, thethirdingredient.com. Cliff Enico is our guest, our good friend, the small business attorney in our Brain Trust, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a number of books, including Crowdfunding Handbook, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, the eBay Marketing Bible, et cetera, et cetera. He's our good friend. Cliff, the trade negotiations that are going on right now that President Trump is conducting, he's got a whole bunch of them going on. A lot of people wish he would take them more one at a time, but he's basically trying to reset all of them, it seems, at once. I do believe that he is doing it for the right reasons. America's trade agreements over the last 80 years have never, none of them have been in favor of American businesses or farmers. They've all been to the advantage of the other person. I do think that they need to be reset. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. I mean, especially with China. I mean, the last 30 years, we have been seduced as a nation by cheap Chinese imports. We've become hooked on them, yep. To be honest. And as a result of that, American manufacturing is almost dead completely. I remember reading, this was a couple of years ago, but some of our military uniforms are being made in China.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is appalling if you think about that. It is unacceptable. And let's face it, what are the Chinese doing with all this money, you know, and all this technology that they're making? They're putting it into their military now. We are on notice.
Buying influence around the world.
Right. They are not evolving in the democratic direction that we hoped they would.
That they just gave their presidency for life.
That's an authoritarian government. So, you know, I mean, so Trump is trying to do the right thing, however awkwardly. He is trying to get America back into the manufacturing business again. Short term, there's going to be some pain involved in that. You know, all of a sudden you're going to be going to the stores and things that used to cost a buck are now going to be $2 or $3. You know, first because they have to pay the, people have to pass those tariffs on to you. But then eventually because American manufacturing, things have to reach the point, Jim, where Americans can manufacture things at lower cost mm-hmm. than foreign imports. Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to be that things that were imported cost more than things that were made domestically.
Domestic cheese was always a buck less. Right.
I mean, domestic cheese, it was always a dollar less than imports from France or Italy. Now, that needs to change again, and it will happen over time, but it's going to take a number of years. And in the meantime, we're going to be paying higher for things that used to cost a buck are now going to be costing $2 or $3, and people are going to resent that. They are. It's the same as when I try to raise my prices, you know.
A couple of things that I'll report on here. We polled our audience about this, mm-hmm. and only one-third of our audience felt that the current situation was going to impact them. Now, I shouldn't say only one-third. One-third is a lot of small businesses, but it was not the majority. It was one-third. The other two-thirds were not as concerned with this. That's one piece of reporting that I'll give you. Now, a second one is I spoke to a representative of regional farmers last week, and he said that farmers are giving President Trump as much latitude as they possibly can. They believe that in the long run, what he's doing is going to be good for them.
Yeah. The question is, can we wait for that long run? Will people have the patience to wait for that?
Yeah.
Because it's going to take time. I mean, some industries are going to have to be reinvented in this country. You know, there, not a single television set has been manufactured in the U.S. for at least 20 years.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Get back into business again.
I don't mind if we buy our televisions from China, but if we ought to buy them straight up from us, and they ought to buy our stuff straight up from us, and that we ought to buy it straight up from them. We should, you know, and of course the China thing is very multifaceted. The China corruption and their encroachment on us is very multifaceted. There's another thing you talk about that you've been talking about recently is some of the things when you're buying overseas as an overseas business. Do you want to talk about some of that?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, you have to watch your costs. I mean, this is part of your supply chain. If you're importing toys from China, let's say, if you're selling on eBay or something like that, well, at least to my knowledge, at least as of an hour ago, toys were not subject to tariffs. But some of the materials in the toys may be. So if there are metal parts or things like that, those may be subject to import tariffs and import quotas. I always tell my clients on eBay, if you are importing stuff on, you know, more than occasionally from China or anywhere else from overseas, work with a customs broker, a freight forwarder. They go by different names, but these are professionals whose job is to stay up to the minute on this stuff and can tell you, hey, just to let you know, if you continue buying from China, you're probably going to be looking at a cost increase of X to Y dollars in the next few months. Mm-hmm. This is the information you need in order to be able to run your business. And it's hard to do that when you're only a part-time importer.
Right. One of my Braintree members, Frank Lavin, does this. And I'm trying to remember his website. Folks, I think it might be export.com. I can't remember for sure. But look up Frank Lavin, L-I-V-I-N. That's one contact I always like getting. He helps small businesses aggregate their stuff and ship over, and it helps them make it available in the Chinese market. So hold on
that's
to that
good.
Thought.
Any resource is a good one.
When we come back, the privacy laws are big in Europe, and they're affecting us here in our business. And California is doing the same thing. Tim Till, right back with Cliff Finnicker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.